one ha'ara. And this is more in Pnimiyas HaTaira. And this is a Taira from Rav Tzadok HaKoyim Lublin. It's in Divrei Soifrin. It's Oisiyot. Tzadok says as follows. He says, the Zohar Kodesh says, in Parashas Ekev, Daf Resh Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, Dor Hoylech V'dor Ba V'ha'aretz La'olam Maymedes. Says the Zohar Kodesh, what does it mean, Dor Hoylech V'dor Ba? Hador Shehoylech, Hu Hador Sheba. The Dor that's Hoylech is the same exact Dor that's Ba. Says Rav Tzadok. Pashup Shan in the Zohar Kodesh is related to the Soid of Gilgal, meaning there's a concept of a Gilgal. So the Dor Shehoylech is going to be nizgalgal. It's going to come back again, and that's partially what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying. Abba says, Reb Tzadik, milvad soydei begilgal. Besides for the fact that it's pashit, that's the oimik of what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying. Abba pshutei kemashmoy. There's a pashit pshat that's even deeper than that pshat, and that is the Knesset Yisrael bichlal nechshav hakoil echad bichal dar. That Knesset Yisrael is considered one, and it's the same Knesset Yisrael in every single generation. Tzadik says a dover nifle. He mamish bangs out the Yisrael right at the beginning of the shtekel. He says, Klal Yisrael is a unit. Klal Yisrael is a chetze, right? It's Yidua. The Reb Chaim Vital said over in the name of the Arizal. It's printed in the Sefer Eitz Hadas Toiv, in the end of Parshas Kedoshim. V'yohaftal reyacha kamoicha. So Reb Chaim Vital said, Yirtze b'mashenoide b'posik odom atem, ki kol Yisrael heim ilon echad. All of Klal Yisrael is one tree. So too, a yid has to love another yid. Because all yidin are really part of one person. And that's the oimik of a haftal reyacha kom moicha. Because we're all part of one unit. So every single yid is part of one unit called Knesset Yisrael. But Rav Tzadok is saying that not only is every yid part of one Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael is the same Knesset Yisrael in every single generation. It doesn't change. It's the same exact Knesset Yisrael. Right? The names on the uniforms might change, but the uniform doesn't change. It's the same Cheftza of Knesset Yisrael. And Reb Tzadok says, and when you understand this, there's so many things that come to light. He says that we know Chazal say, Ubiyoyim pakti upakadati, that any single time Klal Yisrael does an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you do an Aveira, and I'm remembering something that you did that was not okay, I'm going to remember the Chet Egel. And there's going to be a little bit of Chet Egel. Frank Rab Tzadik, I don't understand. We say in the Aseres Hadibris that the Eivish is poiked avoinovois, right? Al Shileshim, Al Ribeyim. But how does it make sense that Ubiyoyim pakti upakadati, says Rab Tzadik? That Avada, that's true. If a father does something, so is the son achroi for what the father did. So if the son goes, the ma'isei avoisav, could be he will. And he'll have to pay up this choiv of his father. One dar, two dairis, three dairis, four dairis. But there's a maximum, there's a gvul of how much you would have to pay. He says, when Klal Yisrael worshipped the Chet Ha'egel, Knesset Yisrael worshipped the Chet Ha'egel. 2,000, 3,000 years later, we're the same Knesset Yisrael. If we're the same Knesset Yisrael, some Hechate said we shouldn't get punished for what happened by the Chet Egel. It's not working with the Mahalach of, oh, our Elta, Bubbles and Zaydis did something. No, that has a gvul. That stops at a certain point, but that's not working mitzad that. It's working mitzad of yoyim pakti upakadati. It's working because Knesset Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel. And if Knesset Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, it's the same Knesset Yisrael. So Knesset Yisrael could be achroi now for what happened as well. He says, you find it in the reverse as well. You find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Zachartu lachesen urayich, ahavas kluaysayich, lechtech acharei b'midba beretz lezeruah, even though there's in Yonim of Abba lo mezaki bro, etc., etc. He says, but the oimik is something else. The oimik is Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, this Klal Yisrael, you were with me in the midbar, and you were lechtech acharei b'midbar beretz lezeruah, and because of that, that's chus and something that's chai v'kayim for us, because we ourselves are the one that did it. Rav Tzadik says, listen to the Lashon, the krodayich. It says, Ne'urayich, Kiluloisayich, Lechtech. Right, we say this on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Lechtech acharei b'midba b'eretz lo yizruah. So charti lo chesen urayich. Chesen urayich, us? We weren't there. Zaydis were there. Oh, it's very nice. Our neshamas were by Har Sinai, right? What does it have to do with us? So charti lo chesen urayich, your chesed. Ahavas kuloisayich, because the Eivish is talking to Klal Yisrael. And this Klal Yisrael is the same Klal Yisrael as the previous thing of Klal Yisrael. And that Klal Yisrael was lechtech acharei b'midba b'eretz lo yizruah. Yisroel, that means this Klai Yisroel is Lechtach Achara B'midba Eretz Leizeruah. Because Klai Yisroel is one and the same. Klai Yisroel doesn't change. He says, that's what Chazal mean when they say Tzibur Loi Maisi. It has Nafkiminas La'aloch in the sugi of Chata Shemesu Baleh. A carbon Tzibur, Chata Shemesu Baleh. You don't have the Chomesh Chato Yisameis. You don't have the Aloch of the Moshe Messina that it's Lamisa Azla. Why not? Because Tzibur Loi Maisi. That's the Oimek, the Pneumius. Knesset Yisroel is Loi Maisi. It's the same exact Knesset Yisroel. Tzadik says that with this, you can understand a little bit of the Pneumius of a Rashi, tucked away in Perek HaShoyel, Mesechtes Bavim Mitziyav Dav Tzadik Vavim Mebez. And he brings the Lashonis of Rashi, where Rashi says, Nimalu Bezdin. And Rashi's mutching a little bit. What do you mean Nimalu Bezdin? It's not Bezdin. It was really the Fria de Gebezdin. So he says that when you understand that Knesset Yisrael is one unit, and the Knesset Yisrael from Ezra's Zeiten is the same Knesset Yisrael, Bizmanenu, right now, then you understand that the Eidah of Klai Yisrael is the same Eidah. If the Eidah of Klai Yisrael is the same Eidah, that means that the Einei HaEidah, the leaders, are the same Einayim. It could be it's different names, it's different people. Abba Yiftach B'dayre Kishmul B'dayre, right? That's an oimek. Because at the end of the day, it's the same Einei HaEidah. The Einayim are the same Einayim. You want to know, Grad in Gavra, who is the Einayim today? This was Shmuel and this was Yiftach. This was Ezra and this is the Eidach HaRedis. I don't know. But the point is that the Einei Eidah, it's the same Cheftz of the Einei HaEidah. So Rashi is saying in Pneumius HaKoponim that Avada, the Takonis of Hefker Bezdin and Baal Oichel's Peres Nechsem Luk Avada, you want to know the history of it. You want to know when it went into effect. Oh, but the Maisa, being that who is the one that enforced it? Who put it in place? The Einei HaEidah. And you are today the Einei HaEidah and you're the same Einei HaEidah. Because if it's the same Klai Yisrael, it's the same Einei HaEidah. So even though these Gavras aren't the ones that did it, up in Pneumius Al-Kaponim, the Einei HaEidah, Wimayo, Dupis the Einei HaEidah, so there's an Indian of Zacharti Lachesen Urayich in the reverse, behind Pokti Ubakadati, on some level, they're going to be Achroi. Ayin Shom, the way he explains it, but Al-Kaponim, this is Yisoid. The Yisoid is that there's an Indian of Knesset Yisrael, there's one Cheftza, there's one unit of Knesset Yisrael. Demis is, if you take a look at that Zoyer, in Reishayin Gimel, Amid Alev, it's in Rai Mehemne, in Parshins Ekev. So the Zohar says as follows. The Zohar says, V'antu de Itmar Aloch. Zohar is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. V'antu de Itmar Aloch, B'shagam hu basar. Where does it say this? B'doru de Dor HaFloga Haves. This was by the Dor HaFloga. U'bechol doru v'dogar b'gilgula. K'galgal de mishapich l'kam agafne. So Bishagam, we know, is Begamatria Moshe. It's Begamatria 345. And Chazal say Bishagam Hu Basar is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Dara Flaga. Moshe Rabbeinu was by the Dara Flaga. How did Moshe Rabbeinu come to the Dara Flaga? The Teretz is because really Moshe Rabbeinu was in every generation. Every generation has a little bit of Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu, with the goof, that only happened Bidara this Yav Be'er Raisa Yodach in the generation that is Makabal Torah. But he goes right to the desire and desire. Says like this, that Antu Kishimsha Dinar Bechal Dar Vadar, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a Shemesh that you shine in every single generation. Dechat Iskin Ishimsha Belelya Nar Besiara. Because when the sun sets at night, its light still shines through the moon. Ubishintin Ribay Kaichvaya, and through the 600,000 stars. Hachi At, this is you, Moshe. The Ant Nar Beshitin Ribay Bechal Dar Vadar. The Hai Iyu de Karamas Kaihel is Dar Hoylech Vadar Ba. And what's the oimik hadarsha hoylech? Who hadarsha ba? Says Rav Tzadik, that's mamish what's going on in the Zohar. The Zohar Kodesh is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just live during the Dor of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself, b'shagam hu basa, even in the Dor HaFloga there was a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single generation, atu kishimsha dinar b'chol dar v'dar, because Knesset Yisrael, part of the Tzura, is with a manik. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And if there was a Moshe Rabbeinu by that first generation, that means this Dar is also going to have a Moshe Rabbeinu. But the point is, every single generation, every single Dar has a Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Knesset Yisrael of every single generation is the same. And that's the oimik of Yom Pakti Upakadati. That's the Pshat Zacharti Lachesun Nurayich, Ahavas Klu Esayich, Lechtech Acharei B'midba Beretz Leizeruah. This has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch that governs Al Shilashim Al Ribayim. This has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch that governs Abba Mezakeh Bro, Abba Loi Mezakeh Bro. This is a different Indian. You're not coming to Mitzad the Schus. Oh, my father did this. So Memelo Ayah the Schus. Knesset Yisrael is a Chefza. There's a unit called Knesset Yisrael. And because there's a unit called Knesset Yisrael, so it's for that reason this works. I just want to be Messiah with one Ha'ara. Maybe this is a little bit MS. I'll pee the Torah for Rav Tzadik. And that is, everyone knows the Gemara. It's a Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Tamus Schus Avis. Even though we have Schus Avis, Abba Tamus Schus Avis. Right? Schus Habes is a very big deal. There's no such thing anymore as Schus Habes. Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara says, Me'ema Saitamus Schus Habes. Mam, it's like the beginning of Sha'as. Me'ema Saitamus Schus Habes. When did the Schus Habes cease to exist? Amar Rav, Rav said, Mimois Meshea Ben Be'eri. From the times of Meshea Ben Be'eri. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Mimei Chazal. From the times of Chazal. Rav Shuv Ben Levi Amar, Mimei Eliyahu. From the times of Eliyahu and Navi, there's no more Schus Habes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mimei Chizkio. From the times of Chizkio. So everyone agrees there's no Schus Habes. The question is, Me'ema Saitamus Schus Habes. Meshe ben Be'eri, Chazael, Eliyahu, or maybe from the times of Chafrei Taisa Kash, and all the Rishayim asked, one of the most famous Kashas from the Rishayim in Chas. And that is all the Rishayim asked, Tamus Chosavis. So why when we daven Shemayna Esrei, do we talk about, right, V'zoicher Chaz Deyavois, who maybe Goyal of Nei V'Neim, what's going on over here? It's we have no Chosavis, so why are we always talking about this Chosavis? So Tais brings two Pshatim, Oim Rabbeinu Tam, this Chosavis Tama, Avo Bris Avis Vay Tama. The schus of the avos was tamo, but the bris. There's two dinim. There's the schus, all the schusim of the avos, and then there's the bris. Hashem was kairos bris with the avos. When we remember the avos, Hashem, you made a covenant with the avos. You said one day, right? One day we're gonna go in. V'achriken yaitzu b'chush gadol. And that's what we're waiting for. That's what we're talking about. But it's not the schusim. Schus avos. We had a good run. A betamo schus avos. The Riz said a different shot. The Riz says, no, it's not mashed that way. The Riz said, I think that the chilek is, are we talking about Rishon, are we talking about Tzadikim? This Gemara, Tamas Chosavis, means Rishon. It's not for the Rishon, it's only for the Tzadikim. But if you look in Dar Zeru and Davud Ram and the Maral Mipra, all the Rishon, all the Achrayim, everyone has different shot. Everyone's trying to figure out what the Eitzah might be to this thing. But there was one thing that bothered me terribly. And that is, I understand, Rosh Hashanah, the Aketa, right? What do we have more than Akedas Yitzchak? This is the greatest schus of us in the world. Koin to Rabbeinu Tam, let's just pick one sheet. Koin to Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no schus of us, but there's bris of us. So there's no Akeda? So what's the Akeda? Akeda is not a bris. The bris is all the haftachis. So what's the whole schus of that Akeda? What's going on over here? Apostle, how you give the Chenetz? I mean, the Rishonim asked the kashas and they. But how are you going to be Miyashi the bris? So here's the Vart. Maybe you can say, Louis the Mistafino. And that is. That Parshas Vayeshev begins Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Yaakov. Rashi brings Chazal Bikesh Yaakov Vayeshev B'Shalva Kofatz Olav Roigzei Shal Yoytzev. And Chazal say Rashi brings it Tzadikim Mevakshim Vayeshev B'Shalva Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loidayim L'Tzadikim Mashem Mesukim B'Loilam Abba Elosh Mevakshim Vayeshev B'Shalva Afilu B'Oilam Azeh. Freak the brisker of Maran Agriz in safe in Parshas Vayeshev. He says, I understand Yaakov is about to have Tzoris, and it sounds like Rashi is preempting. The answer is that Yaakov Avinu, Bechira Ovis, is going to have Tzoris. Why would he have Tzoris? So Rashi, Emes is because Yaakov Avinu, B'Shalva, he didn't want the Tzoris, right? We had Rebbe who brought the Tzoris onto himself, right? He said, Achai V'Reyai, but he didn't really want the Tzoris. He was because Shleisha B'Shalva. Oh, but the Eibishter says that with Tzadikim, there's a Cheshbin. It's not enough what you're going to have in Olam Haba, but what? You have to have it good in Olam Hazeh as well. Frank the Brisk, it's not the first time Yaakov Avinu had Tzoris. He said, let's go through Yaakov Avinu's life up until this point. Esav tried killing him. He just spent 20 years. We went through right all the Netzoitzis and the Klippis that went on during that Kufa, the base Lavan. So he just spent 20 years in base Lavan. I don't understand. All of a sudden now, Rashi felt the urge and the need, the necessity to say, Bikish Yaakov Leishu B'Shalva. So the Rav said, Haflu Afel. He said that the Ovis HaKadoshim Be'etzin had two dinim. Avram is Nachgiven Avram. Avram the Tzadik, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But Avram is Oichet Given Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak was Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has its own cheshbon. And sometimes there's the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. There's the cheshbon of Knesset Yisrael. And if Knesset Yisrael sometimes needs to have Purani, it's Rabbi Siraruni Menu Urai Yoimano Yisrael. It's the faith, it's the Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, like we talked about, being Ma'ud and Etzot, whatever the Indian is, way above our pay grade. But that's the Mitzvahs. And Avram B'Shaita was the embodiment of Klal Yisrael. He's the Tchila L'Geir. As was Yitzchak. As was Yaakov. So said the Peskerov that all the tzaris that Yaakov had up until this point didn't. It was possible that the reason he had these tzaris was machmas has been Klal Yisrael. And because he is the embodiment of Klal Yisrael, that's why all these tzaris are going on. Esav wants to kill Yaakov. Yitzchak is suffering from this. Yaakov is suffering from this. This is a Rabbi Siraruni Menu'ura Yoimano Yisrael. This is on a Klal Yisrael to Gechesh. But Rashi's not bothered. Why would Yaakov Avinu have tzaris? It's the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael goes through things. You're not allowed to ask these questions, right? These are things you're not allowed to ask. But once the Mechiras Yosef happened. And the Mechiras Yosef affected who? It affected Yaakov. It didn't affect Yitzchak, because Chazal said Yitzchak knew what was going on. And it didn't affect the Shvatim either, because the Shvatim were the ones that perpetrated. And at that point, Klal Yisrael was really made up of Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim. So if this was a Klal Yisrael, the Gecheshbon said the Griz, then it should have affected all of them equally. Why did it only affect Yaakov? Since he said, Vais, these Yisurim are different. And these Tzoris are Protiyistik and Tzoris on Yaakov. If these are Protiyistik and Tzoris on Yaakov, how you talking? What's the Pshat? Talk Rashi. Because Yaakov, Leishim, what comes out is a murder of the gezach. When you talk about the obvious of the tzvei dinim, there's the obvious nitzad, the obvious akdoshim, the tzadikim that they were, and then there's the obvious as the embodiment of Klal Yisrael. Lulei de mistafina, I'll pide the Torah from Reb Tzadik Akoyim Leblin, Schusi Yogan Aleinu Omne, that when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak and he was knocking him on the Akedah, who was Klal Yisrael? It was Avram and Yitzchak. Ki Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. Klal Yisrael just went on the Akedah. That's what happened. The whole Klal Yisrael, this is a Knesset Yisrael. This has nothing to do with Tamas Chusavis. Tamas Chusavis is the pshat that Avram did chasodim. V'zoyche chas deyovois. All the Meir de Gezachin. Mitzad the Abba Mezake bro. Tamas Chusavis. That's something we don't have anymore. Oh, but the Akedah is not outstanding. It's Knesset Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gave itself up on the Akedah. We did it. There's nothing. It's not a cheshbon of Abba Mezake bro. This is to be impoked. This is Zacharti Lachesen Urayich. Ahavas Kulei Saich. Like Rav Tzadik says, I remember the chesed that you did. Lechtech, we were never in the Midbar. Yes, we were. Because we're playing for the same team. Knesset Yisrael was in the Midbar. And the chefts of Knesset Yisrael is the same today as it once was. And that's the schus of the Akedah. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Imru, Amr Abavoh, Rabavoh said, Lama toikim v'shoifish alayah. Why do we blow with a shofar shalayil? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tiku lufanai b'shofar shalayil, kidei she'eskel achem akedah Yisrael ben Avram. So I'll remember the akedah of Yisrael ben Avram, umal ani aleichem ki'ilu akadah tematzmechem. And I'm going to be machshe, I'm going to look at it as if you yourselves went on the akedah, and this is a medrash plia. Right, in the world of ki'ilus, this is a real ki'ilu. That mamish, by you blowing shofar with a shofar shalayil, your mom is being nana from the shofar shalayim. Mrs. Lalahovnis, no. Right, and you're having that maisa, it's going to be nechshav ki'ilu akad ben asvachem. How do we come? This door, where were we makriv ourselves on? The Tetzel, we were on the Akedah. Because we're part of Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Yisrael was on the Akedah. And if Knesset Yisrael was on the Akedah, if we shtelzich tzu to the Akedah, if on some levels we're oichiz maisei aviseinu, and that will be enough that it should be nechshav mamish ki'ilu akad ben asvachem, as if we were literally by ourselves on the Akedah. You know, one of the great questions that everyone's pondered is that if the Friya de Gedoyres couldn't bring Mashiach and the Friya de Gedoyres couldn't bring the Gula, how's this Dar going to bring Gula? Right? How's this going to happen? I'll tell you, it's interesting. I heard the shame, one of the Gedoyli Rosh Hashiva Shebizmanenu, he said that we don't have Gedoyla maybe like we once had. There's no Reb Kideges, no Chassam Sofer. We don't have a Chafetz Chaim. We don't have a Rameya Simcha. He said, about Klal Yisrael we have today like we've never had. This came on the Shkemen Azak Klal Yisrael. The amount of Bnei Torah, the amount of Yom Galayt, and even the amount of Balabatim that are showing the Torah mitzvahs. A Klal Yisrael like this we've never ever had. Over the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Hergish always is, how's this generation? How are we going to bring Mashiach? But the Hergish are toys. Because this Klai Yisrael is the same Klai Yisrael we've always been. This is the Klai Yisrael that was in the Midbar, Be'eretz Loizarua. This is the Klai Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mamish now, Dover Be'itay Ma'a Toivan, Rosh Chodesh Siva. He said, Va'atem Tiyo Li Skula Mikol Amen. This is the Klai Yisrael that the Hergish said, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. It's the same Knesset Yisrael. It doesn't change. We are the same exact Knesset Yisrael. And this is the Klai Yisrael that Hashem chose. And this is the Knesset Yisrael that Eibush is going to be goyel. Then Heir Bi'Ameinu Amen.